You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 27, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Haitian police have recaptured a vital telecommunications hub from armed gangs, marking a significant operational success. The operation occurred at the Teleco site in Kenskoff, starting before dawn on Monday and lasting about 2 hours. This facility is essential for Haiti's communications and air traffic control systems. Control of the hub is crucial as it affects internet services and air traffic management, making it a target for disruption. Officers found a cache of firearms, including automatic weapons and over 1,000 rounds of ammunition. The hub had been seized by gangs last week, disrupting internet services and air traffic control. The successful raid signals the intent of new police chief André Jonas Vladimir Paraison to restore order and protect critical infrastructure. The Multinational Security Support, MSS mission, led by Kenya, is involved in combating gangs in Haiti, facing ongoing challenges. This UN-mandated force began in June last year to support the Haitian National Police, HNP, in regaining control from gangs in Port-au-Prince. Hundreds of Kenyan police and officers from Caribbean nations are part of the MSS mission. Godfrey Otunj, the Kenyan leader of the multinational force, urged public patience while promising results. However, the mission faces significant threats. In February 2025, a Kenyan police officer was killed during a confrontation with gang members, highlighting the danger to operations. Concerns exist that without more than condemnations from the international community, the MSS may be overwhelmed and forced to withdraw. Gangs in Haiti, particularly the Vive Ensemble Coalition, have a history of targeting critical infrastructure. The retaken hub was captured by Vive Ensemble, designated a foreign terrorist organization by the U.S. The Trump administration classified Haiti's armed gangs as foreign global terrorists. These gangs aim to overthrow the Haitian government. Their escalating violence is viewed as a threat to U.S. national security. A gang member known as Didi warned the government to negotiate within a week or face destruction. This group has forced the closure of Haiti's main international airport for months and freed 4,000 inmates from prisons in 2024. Gang control in Port-au-Prince has led to a breakdown of law and order, collapsing health services, and causing a food security crisis. Well-armed gangs control approximately 80% of Port-au-Prince and routinely target civilians. Despite recent successes, the humanitarian and security situation remains dire due to pervasive gang activity. The August abduction of 8 people from the St. Helene orphanage, including an Irish missionary and a child, underscores ongoing danger. In 2024, over 5,500 people were killed in gang-related violence, with more than 1 million displaced. The UN reported that over 60% of killings occurred during security operations against gangs, with 12% attributed to self-defense groups. Gang violence has a devastating humanitarian impact, leading to loss of life and displacement. The crisis severely affects mental health, necessitating urgent access to mental health care. Soaring violence has left at least 150 dead in a week, with total deaths this year exceeding 4,500. Investment is required for free access to mental health care amid widespread financial hardship. Mobile clinics must reach displaced communities, highlighting challenges in providing basic services. Gangs control infrastructure and society through violence, intimidation, and occupation of key areas. This control results in mass displacement and a humanitarian crisis. The police's inability to enforce the law leaves citizens vulnerable, leading to vigilantism. The police force is underfunded and overwhelmed, contributing to societal breakdown. Citizens have resorted to vigilantism against suspected gang members, showing the erosion of the rule of law. Gang-related violence has resulted in over 4,500 deaths this year, continuing a trend of increased gang control. The rise of criminal networks in Haiti poses a growing threat to the region. Gangs are evolving into transnational criminal organizations, complicating efforts to combat them. Gangs control about 90% of Port-au-Prince. The gang's ultimatum to negotiate underscores the urgency of the situation. While police did not disclose casualties or arrests from the raid, the human cost is high. The MSS mission faces logistical, political, and operational challenges against well-armed gangs. International support is crucial, alongside diplomatic efforts to address instability and sustain security gains. Copyright, African Elements.